Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India. I confessed one thing which made me so depressed, which made me feel guilty, and I went into depression. I felt very bad and I just didn't like anything about myself after that. I started regretting so much. So that one thing I confessed. In 2015, I went to Hyderabad and joined in an institute, which I don't want to tell the name, and that's a new institute. And that time I'm like working on myself, like I wanted to start a YouTube channel, but still didn't start. I'm just working on a YouTube blog, and nobody is reading the blog, so I just want to start a YouTube channel. And before YouTube channel, I want to test on my Facebook. But I didn't do it. But first of all, whatever I had in my heart, I used to tell it in a video format. I didn't upload anywhere those videos. But there came a point, my space in the phone was not enough. So I had to upload few things on my Facebook or any website. I have to upload it. I don't have any website. I created a separate Facebook account, which only limited number will be there, new people. And there were no one, like first when I uploaded it, there were no one, only I was there. I just uploaded every video and kept it only me. I didn't think anyone would hack it, because in that there were no friends. Second thing is, I don't know there is an option to hack. So what happened is, when I was in institute, everybody hacked it. And I don't know how, I just gave that Facebook ID to 2 to 3 members, and that went viral. Everybody hacked it and they started. Okay, what they did, I'll tell later. And what happened is, like, I am so much scared, because in one of the videos, I scolded my brother. It's because my brother did mistake. What means, it's not a mistake, like he made fun of me. Like, you told you will be having a huge career. You told you will buy a big house, car and driver. Then what happened? This is that he made fun of me, fun of my dreams. And he was like, how he told how outside girls are. Girls are very fast outside. They just go out and they trap men and see all the mates are the trap men, and they are very sharp and like that. He told about the outside thing, how they use people and all. But he made fun of me. I'm so angry at him. Instead of telling him anything back, because I couldn't tell him, because already I am failed at all the subjects, so I can't tell him back. I came to the room, I told it to the camera. I just used one word, cheap people. They will never understand my dreams, something like that. And I uploaded it, and it's only me. People hacked it, and I felt very guilt that this, what happens if this video reaches my brother? That really made me so depressed. I was like knocked out. I was floored. I couldn't even get up. And then people in class are like seeing that video. All the other videos I am looking good bit, but this video I didn't even put any makeup, not even basic talcum powder. I didn't keep anything, and I didn't edit it well. I just uploaded it as it is. So what happened is, everybody in class called me insane, crazy, what abnormal. You're in abnormal stage. You're not normal. You're abnormal. You are supposed to be in mental hospital. Like, people made fun of me and my blogs. And like, they didn't do it directly. They didn't do it in blog. But they just did it. And everyone was laughing at me. I had to, like, everyone just shut me out. They alienated me. They didn't talk to me. I'm supposed to sit in the back bench last. And that treatment and all that atmosphere, I'm like, I'm just done. I came home, but even after coming home, I went to my mom and my dad. They observed the abnormal behavior. Like, I'm very active girl. Like, I'm always like outgoing. If I'm sad for 10 minutes also, from the childhood or anyone in the class, like, what happened? Why are you silent? Why are you silent? Everyone would ask why Gayatri is silent. I'm like that active. So people understood, my mom and dad understood. They took me to hospital. I already told you how doctor reacted to me. She told that I am wrong. the sirs are right, and she also made me I told you about that counselor, like who counseled me, that woman, she counseled me wrong, and the doctor said there is no counselor at all, counseling person at all. Like they took 1500 to 2000 rupees charge, and they said that, oh yeah, she came, she counseled your daughter and she disappeared, she stopped, we don't even know her name. It's your hospital and she worked in your hospital. How is that you don't know your name? That's what I already told in my thing. But that video, that was there in my mind. Then I was like, what if that video comes out? If anyone uploads on YouTube, or if anyone relatives or any outsider asks that this is your character, you scolded this your brother. Like if they showed me what to do, like I used to feel like sad, but now I confess to my brother. Actually, I'm not talking to my brother from 2 years. And after Jay Shetty, let go your ego. And my brother, he had bit crab mentality, because I don't know, like, yes, he had bit, because when I started YouTube channel, that's what he texted me in a negative way to my brother. But I didn't speak to my own brother, who's my brother, who's studying at my elder, younger brother, he told it. So that one, I didn't talk to my brother from past 1 year. And then after this YouTube channel starting also, he talked down on me. I'm not at all talking to him. After Jay Shetty let go your ego, I had some feeling in my mind, like he's my brother, I'm very close to him. So I text him through WhatsApp and he texted me. Even after that also, he never called me back. So I didn't contact him again. And what happened today is, by mistake, he called my brother. I took the phone, and he called on purpose to my brother. My brother was sleeping. I lift the call. I started arguing, like, why were you not talking from all these days? He said his own reasons. Then I told that I was mad at you because of your behavior and all. He told everything. Then I confessed him that one day when I was there, he confessed that, yes, I talked down on you. These are the reasons. And the before story, whatever happened, he told me. And I also told that day I made a video on you. I talked down on you. I told you, means like, okay, is that a problem? Like he said, I don't know. I just said I'm no longer afraid of it. Oh, did you realize that you scolded me? Whatever is reasonable, like he's making fun and he's taking it easy. But I'm like, see, you told me something, I told you something. If anyone asks me, I will just tell them, it's my brother, my wish. I'll scold him, beat him, bite him. What is your problem? And I told the same thing to my brother, who I scolded. And I also told that, that's my blog, that's my wish. I can say anything on my blog, and that's my personal. It's written only me. You hacked my account. That's first of all wrong. And I told my brother, I have complete right to scold you. No matter what you think, I scolded you. You decide whatever you want. Means he's telling, oh, of course, you have complete right to scold me. Like, he's fine with it. So I just felt so relieved. It's 2018. And I'm like, why did you not call me on my birthday? He said, I'm a bit busy, I forgot. And he's like, why did you not call me on Rocky? I'm like, I did not call you on purpose, because you didn't call me on my birthday. See, how nice to fight openly. So I just want to say, even if the people who hacked me, even if they come to me in future and call me insane, like, you're so down, look at your editing skills, I'll be proud of my editing skills, because it's the beginning, anyone would be the same. And second thing, it's okay. I am very transparent. I don't mind. It's my brother, I will scold. What is your problem? And that's my block and my wish. I'm no longer afraid of it. And I'm no longer afraid that they call me insane, crazy. What else? Insane, crazy, abnormal. Person who should be in hospital. Whatever they call me, I'm not afraid of it. Because I am crazy to believe that things happen differently. Apart from cheating and lying about each other, being transparent, authentic is good. I believe in it, even though you call it crazy. That's it, guys. And one more thing. That's it. No more thing. Next video. I'll tell you in the next podcast. Bye. And if you want to watch me, you can watch me on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, Thumbnail, Tumblr. Gayatri Luck India. And there is one more podcast, Gayatri Telugu. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.